it's time for me to be honest. It's not me, it's you. It's really you. No, hold up. I got a text message coming through. Actually, you know what? I gotta go. This date is over. I need to see Miss Marie.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the iInfo Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Thank you so much for joining me on this lovely Wednesday evening. Yes, we're on a new night and a new time with the same host. So we're Wednesday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. That's rocktheflow.com. Make sure you tell your friends about us. You can check us out. The easiest way to find us is to go to tinyurl.com/rocktheflow. You can check us out on a mobile device, your computers, so you can take me wherever you want to go. But here on This Date Is Over Radio, we discuss all things dating, the good, the bad, and in a lot of cases, the ugly, because sometimes, just sometimes, dating can be a little bit ugly. And speaking of ugly dates, I went out, so no, he wasn't ugly, but thisdateisover.com. That's my website. Check it out. We discuss and post our bad date stories. I don't just post my stories. There's a lot of other stories from other people. So check it out, thisdateisover.com. We got a lot of funny stuff there. So you can learn what not to do. You know, you shouldn't eat off of somebody's plate on the first date. Just don't do it. Especially my plate, because I'll stab you. It's not a game. It's not a game. I know you looked at me like I'm crazy. I got a special guest in the studio. He goes by the name of Boston. What's up, Boston? Say hi to the good people.
Hello.
All right. Talkative fellow here. Well, he's going to get talkative a little bit later because he is here as one of my special guests. And also got a special guest on the line, Stacy. If I hit the right button. Hey, Stacy. Dang, we got somebody calling already. The show just started. I'm going to have to put them on hold. So, Carla, I'll get to you in a minute. But I just wanted to introduce Stacy and Boston because they're my special guests tonight. We are discussing dating with kids. I know that can be controversial at times because some people say, well, I'm not dating nobody that has kids, and I don't want anybody that has kids. They're damaged goods. I don't want it. I want the person I'm with to be my first as far as bearing children. But that's what we're talking about tonight. And the number to the studio is 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at DateIsOver. And also like the Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover. Now, keep in mind that we are a couple of weeks away from the Halloween day trip. We're going to go to a vineyard. Actually, we're going to hop on a bus, go to a vineyard, have some sips, a lot of sips. I know I'm going to have a lot of sips of wine, so I don't know about y'all, but I'm going to be drinking it up. So get your tickets for the Halloween day trip. We're going to go to Miracle Valley Vineyard in Della Plaine, Virginia. Don't worry, the ride is included. That way, if you get a little tipsy, we got that covered. You ain't got to drive drunk because we got a driver for you, okay? Get your tickets from thisdateisover.com. Make sure you click on the events tab. Once again, that's thisdateisover.com. Get your tickets before they sell out because don't hit me up on October 24th saying you want a ticket. I'm so sorry. It's going to be sold out. Anywho, I almost didn't make it to the studio because I made some jerk chicken and I swear to God, my entire mouth is on fire. I don't even know how I'm talking right now, but for those of y'all who don't know, I love to cook, and I can throw down in the kitchen. Well, at least I think so. I don't care what anybody else thinks, but I eat it, and I got these thighs to prove that I like food and that I can cook very well. But anyways, we're going to get into some music first. I have been loving me some Black Milk. I don't know if y'all have ever heard of this artist called Black Milk, but I love it. I love his album. Check out all his work. I can't remember how many albums he has. I don't know. Look him up, Google him, because you are not going to hear him on commercial radio because they don't play quality music most of the time on commercial radio. Yes, I said it, but we do play great music here on The Flow, so keep it right here on rocktheflow.com.
Mason. Mason. Minds wandering off, not hearing that man of the These are way better snacks.
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
At high.
You're listening to The State Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, where we play soulful music, news, and talk right here on The Flow, on rocktheflow.com. This is her music from the internet. The song was Sunset. Right before that was To Love and Die by Jhené Aiko. And I started off with music from Black Milk. Yes, Black Milk. Sunday's best. I love me some black milk. But anywho, we're talking about dating with kids. We got some special guests tonight. In the studio, I got Boston. What's up, Boston?
What's going on?
And on the line, I got Stacy. What's up, Stacy?
I am doing great, thank you.
That is awesome. So we talk about dating with kids. You know, that can be challenging because as a single parent, even though I'm not one, I know it can be challenging because I was raised by a single parent. So, Stacy, I know this is a very passionate topic for you. What is the rule of thumb when dating somebody with kids? You know, you have kids, so what's the rule of thumb? So he can't call you at 10 o'clock in the morning and say, hey, I want to get up with you at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, no. You can't call me Friday night. You can't call me this weekend.
So basically, the person has to be understanding of your needs and understand that you're a parent and that you aren't going to be as available. So how far in advance does a person have to schedule a date?
It's not as bad as people may think. It's easier for people who have family support. They can probably do it with just 24 hours. For myself, I don't have that. So if I have to schedule a sitter, at least by Wednesday, Thursday the latest, let me know what we're doing. I have a few sitters that I can contact. But you can't contact me Friday at work at 4 p.m. and, you know, what you're doing is after work. You know what I'm doing after work.
You're going to pick up your baby. So Stacy is a single mom of one. You have a daughter, correct? And you said, she's 3 years old?
Zero.
Okay, so what about you, Boston? What is the rule of thumb when dating you? Because you're single and mingling, right?
Sure.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, so what is the rule of thumb? You know, you got two kids. You know, what are their ages?
12 and 7.
12 and 7. So what's the rule of thumb for you when it comes to dating with kids since you have children?
There's no rule of thumb.
No rules?
Nah,
you just go with the flow.
Yeah.
So what if somebody said, hey, you know, Boston, I'm trying to go out tonight. Can you make it happen?
I mean, of course. I mean, I don't live with my kids, so.
So you have that freedom to kind of bounce.
Yeah.
So do you have your kids like every other week or weekend, or how does that work for you?
I mean, when I'm with my kids, I'm with my kids because mm-hmm. they don't live with me. So, mm-hmm. you know, to spend time with them.
I mean, do you have like a schedule or?
No.
Okay. You just make it work.
Yeah.
You get in your time.
Yeah.
Okay. So what challenges have you experienced? Any dating with kids?
Not me.
So I'm certain you've dated women that have children.
Yeah.
So what have been the challenges you have experienced, you know, from those women that have kids?
Just the whole spontaneousness, the babysitting issues.
Mm-hmm. So are you understanding of it because you have children, or are you still like, she can't get a sitter, I'm going to go ahead and bounce to this chick over here? Are you open to that since you have two children?
I mean, sometimes you are. It all depends on the female.
Oh, wow.
Sometimes
you are.
Yeah.
But not all the time.
Nah.
That's interesting. Well, we do have somebody on the line. I hope they're still there. Caller, are you there? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Sheree. I'm calling from District Heights. So I am a single mother of two.
Uh-huh.
And so dating is definitely a challenge. I'm fortunate. I don't have one of those convenience every other weekend situations. Like, my kids are with me the majority of the time.
Uh-huh.
So the spontaneity for dating does get difficult, but I find that once I'm in the dating phase, I do make more effort for it.
I
have family in the area, so I try my best to, you know, if I end up with the afternoon free with the kids, if it's the money I'm seeing, I'm like, hey, let's go catch a movie or let's go do something.
Okay.
And just kind of planning my time so that I'm able to spend more time with the person. It's definitely a conscious effort, and it's definitely work, but I think that when you do have kids and you're trying to find the person, you kind of do have to figure out something that works for you. If it's family and figuring out, you know, one day every couple of weeks where you and this person will go out, or if it's hiring a sitter, or even coordinating with your girlfriends who might have children,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, every time you want to have a date night, having them go there. I think you have to put a conscious effort towards it and not just say, well, I have kids, you have to understand. Like, that's true, but you still have to put forth effort just as much as you want the other person to be understanding of your situation.
Okay, thank you, Sheree. So have you ever been in a situation where you really like somebody, y'all been kicking it, and then somehow, you know, maybe the kids didn't like him, or, you know, it just didn't work? Like, once he saw that you were busy or that you really couldn't be as spontaneous as he would have liked, that things went sour?
I've never experienced that. I know that having my kids like a person is definitely a big part of it. My son, he's 11, and I think it's a little bit more difficult with him because he's had me all to himself for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really bring anybody around unless, you know, I feel like they could be the one. So him sharing me with someone else is difficult, but I find that if the person I'm dating takes an interest in, like, getting to know them, not really forcing themselves on them, but getting to know the kids, then that part is easy. But I've never had anyone not want to date me because, or feel like they couldn't do it because it was too much of a hassle with me having kids.
Okay.
The kids were too, you know, weren't really warming up to them.
Well, that's good, because I see a lot of guys online saying, look, I don't want to deal with any woman that has kids. You know, people have labeled women with kids as damaged goods. And I think a lot of single mothers get a bad rap.
I agree. And interestingly enough, the majority of guys who try to talk to me don't have children, which is surprising because, you know, you would think that they would be more apt to go for women who don't have the same type of time constraints and energy constraints that I do. But a lot of single guys are like, oh, I understand you have kids, just let me know when you're free, I'll be happy to take you out. I understand the stigma that single mothers have, but I always carry myself as, you know, my package is still amazing. I just have to have kids in the package.
Her package is amazing.
Less valuable, and I kind of carry myself that way in the dating game. So if you approach me as if it's a problem, then I really don't have time to talk to you. So, like, talking to me is still a value and a privilege, and it should be treated as such.
Hello. I love your confidence, honey. I love it. And thank you so much for calling in. So, people out there listening, rule of thumb when dating somebody with kids, prepare yourself. You know, have a plan. You know, I know it's cool and fun to be spontaneous, but be understanding of their schedule and that they have to, you know in advance so they can make the proper arrangements. So I would say that's a rule of thumb, but you shaking your head, Boston.
Yeah. I mean, spontaneous, and it's always bringing more excitement to the getting to know you phase.
Yeah, it'll bring some excitement, but if I don't have a sitter, then what am I going to do? You going to come up with the baby sleep? Because I'm not going to let you come to my house.
Nah. I mean, you got to make other arrangements. Maybe not dinner per se, maybe lunch. Maybe, you know, she could take a day off of work or half a day.
Look, I'm not going to take a day off of work and use my leave if I don't like you like that. If I don't even know that I like you, you are not getting my time off of work. Stacy, are you going to take off of work to hang out with somebody that you, you know, are just trying to get to know? Stacy, are you there? Did we lose you?
She had to go tend to her. Okay.
Yes, like it's just somebody that you just met, and he's saying, you know what, Stacy, I would like to go out with you, you know, tonight, you know, or today. And would you actually take off work to hang out with that person? Because if you're busy during the evening, well, you know, you have your child in the evening, would you be willing to take off work to hang up with that guy? Right.
I'm not saying, you know, the first time, second time, take the day off. But at the same time, I mean, you want us to have consideration for us. You'll take a half a day off to go get your hair done, your nails done. Why not take a half a day off and spend time?
I ain't never taking off work to get my hair done. Shoot, I like money. I ain't never taking off work to get my hair or my nails done.
Well, you two are the exception then.
Oh. Oh no, I think we just lost her. I think it might be something. We're having some technical difficulties right now with this daggone cord to the phone. So, oh well. Oh, call is gone. We'll get it back eventually. So, sorry about that, technical difficulties, but I knew if I was a single mother, I would not be taking off work to hang out with a dude that I just met. You know, of course, if it's, you know, getting serious, then yeah. Like I would consider it.
I'm not saying, like I said, I'm not saying like the first time, second time.
Yeah.
I'm saying, you know, once the getting to know you phase has progressed, then yeah, okay. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, I understand that. But at the same time, you're speaking from a different angle too, because you don't have your kids 24/7.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, so it's a huge difference when you gotta, you know, arrange childcare. You gotta put this one to sleep, and this one is sick, and this is going on, and this has been acting up in school. They got homework to do. All that comes into consideration. It's like, damn, I can't even go out. You know, I want to go out with her, or I want to go out with him tonight, but I can't because JoJo's tripping. I gotta whip that ass because he didn't do X, Y, and Z, and he's chopping up in school, and I gotta be the disciplinarian, and I gotta be the parent. And I don't have child care tonight because I got to do mom. I got to be a mom today. Don't get all quiet on me.
I mean, then it's almost like a catch-22 because, you know, I mean.
I think your tune would be a lot different if your kids live with you.
Maybe not. I really don't know. But at the same time, I mean, I understand, you know, situations and you try to work your way around it. Like, I don't know. Yeah, like
you know.
Like she said, maybe you have to arrange it ahead of time. Or
yeah, ideally you arrange it ahead of time. And I, you know, I like being spontaneous because somebody can call me like after the show, like, hey, you trying to get a drink? I'm like, sure, but I can do that because I don't have kids to go home to. I don't have kids or anybody that's depending on me to be there, you know, to tuck them in, to read them a book, or to get them dressed, to get them fed. You know, I just got me. I got to worry about getting dressed and fed.
Yeah.
So I don't know. So, you don't really have too many challenges then. So, you never had a situation where your kids didn't get along with the person that you were dating or vice versa?
Oh, nah. I mean, nothing like that. I mean, I don't really date like that, I guess. I don't like serious dating where there's females around my children where, you know, it's serious.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you had kids that were in the same age bracket as my kids, I mean, we can hang out, mm-hmm. You know.
So, are you on the market? Are you looking for something serious, or are you just having fun?
I don't know. You want to take me out? Is that what it
is? Well, I think take a man on a date month was last month, so. I don't know. Maybe, perhaps. I don't know. But I give us a call. The number to the studio is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at dateisover. And also like us on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. We got some more music and conversation coming your way. So once again, if you want to get in on tonight's topic, we are talking about dating with kids, some of the challenges, what's the rule of thumb. So it's a lot of stuff that comes along with, you know, dating with children. So give us a call. Once again, the number is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. So keep it right here on the flow for Soulful Music News and Talk.
Don't understand.
These are way better snacks.
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of the field.
She said, don't break my heart. She said, don't break my heart. Was a dream day, met her on spring break. Looked like the type to be like, no, I blame England. She said, you look like you rap, where's your bling, gang? And your clothes is tight, but you don't sing, gang. I said, nah, that's dude from NSYNC, gang. She wasn't married, kept a ring on her pink, gang. She said, you know, I don't be dating rappers. I said, I got my sidecar, baby, I'm an actor.
Only you break my heart, but I'll be there beside you.
She said, don't break my heart. Don't break my heart.
Listening to The State Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. Come to you live from the IMP Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Make sure you check us out each and every Wednesday night. New night, new time. Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. the easiest way to find us online is go to tinyurl.com/rocktheflow. You can use that on your mobile device and your computer. That's tinyurl.com/rocktheflow. If you like the show, tell your friends about us. The more support, the better. Because I like what I do. I enjoy it here. And I really appreciate you guys for supporting me. But keep in mind, tonight we're talking about dating with kids. You know, it can be challenging. It definitely can be challenging. I don't have kids, so I can't really speak from experience. But I do have two special guests. We got Stacy on the line. What's up, Stacy?
I'm still holding on.
You still holding on? Yeah, we lost you the first time. Sorry about that. Sorry about that. All right, hold on. Let me get you up a little bit higher. Hold on 1 second. Say something again, Stacy, because you were a little low.
Okay, I'm here.
All right,
can
cool.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. We got Boston. What's up, Boston?
What's going on?
You like Boston baked beans?
Yeah. I'm a Mike and Ike man.
Mike and Ike man. But you just heard music from my boyfriend, Common. We do go together, even though he doesn't know it. The song was Breaking My Heart. But dating with kids. And Stacy, as I was saying, well, actually, I didn't say this before, but I posted a question all over Facebook, so I can't remember which group I posted in, and asking people the rule of thumb with dating with kids. And one of the ladies said that she, for a long period of time, would not date a man with kids because she didn't want to have to deal with any baby mama drama. You know, she wanted to be the only one or the first one to have kids by this person, so she tried to, you know, avoid that situation, and which is understandable because there's a lot of people that have baby mama or baby father drama. And but that was a common response or a common reply from a lot of people, that they did not want to date somebody with children because they didn't want to have to deal with the drama. So, I mean, it happens. But at the same time, you can't control what another person is going to do. Like, if I have a child by somebody, I can't control if he's going to be a jerk or not. I can't control if he's going to be effing crazy. And a guy can't control if the chick is going to be crazy or if she's just going to be an unfit mother. Or you can't control if he's not going to pay child support. It's a lot of stuff. I mean, you can't control anybody but yourself. So what do you have to say to that, Stacy, about people who don't want to deal with the quote-unquote baby mom or baby father drama?
Well, first of all, if that's a concern for them and they meet somebody they're interested in, they should find out the dynamics between the two. I don't have baby father drama. So you may have this perception, oh, she has a kid, and automatically just, you know, X me out without even finding out that she doesn't even have that. I have zero drama. Mm-hmm. So you potentially gave up, the ability to be a really good person. But those who have that situation, most of the time it's because they allow it to happen in their life. If he or she's not in your household, then they have no control over your household. You somehow let them. And, you know, when it comes to the child support part, that's where some men may view themselves as having control, but then they're out doing their own thing. So if there's a court order in place, he has no control over your life. At some point, you got to cut him off. Cut off the phone, make the relationship about him and his child or children, and just do what you have to do.
But I can't control the fact that he's a douchebag. You know, I've heard stories from people who have dropped their kids off, you know, with the father, and the father has sent the child back with a diaper bag with condoms in it, or like used condoms or underwear from another chick, just to be spiteful. You know, you can't control that other person no matter how hard you try. And then you can be as cordial as you want to be, but how can I, you know, I can't change the fact that he's upset that the relationship is over. I can't change the fact that he wants us to be together, you know, that he's spiteful. How do you work through that?
Well, again, it just comes to communication. Sometimes there's some people who have such bad drama going on, you have to walk away from that. You're just going to have to let that situation be, because it will become your problem too. I really think it goes back to communication. If you need to know off the bat what's on the table, what she's bringing to the table, what he's bringing to the table, the relationship between them and their ex, and you take it from there. Because if you take on that role of being in their life, unfortunately, it becomes a part of your headache too. So I think from the very beginning, you need to be clear what's going on before you get attached to someone.
So, Boston, have you been in a situation, an experience like, you know, dealing with a chick that had kids and she had baby father drama? Or have you had to, and you know, if you care to divulge that, had any experiences with baby mama drama?
Oh, nah. I don't have baby mama drama. I mean, I have, you know, two kids, mm-hmm. two baby mamas, if mm-hmm. that's what you want to call. I communicate with one. I don't communicate with the other, so mm-hmm. it's no real drama there. I can date who I want.
So what about from the women that you have dated that have children? Have you ever experienced anybody that's had baby father drama?
Nah, not really. I mean, you know, I'm a big guy, so, mm-hmm. you know, if the father's been around or seen me, they really...
They shut up?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you seem to be a very laid-back, cool, you know, calm and collected guy. What advice do you give, or can you give, to some of the men out there who might be listening, who have kids, who might have a chip on their shoulder because their baby mother has moved on, or they don't like the fact that she's got a new dude, or they just want them to be back together?
I mean, they just got to let it go, because no matter what you're going to do, if she doesn't want you, you're not going to get her back, so you got to move on just like she did. All that stalking and all that.
Because yeah, people use their kids as a pawn. You're like, well, he can't come with you this weekend because I don't like that new bitch, or I don't want her around my kids, or I don't want him around my kids. I don't like him. I don't.
Yeah, but you know,
I don't like the way he sneezes. Like, they just try to find anything, any excuse.
And
well, you know what? I'm not gonna come pick him up this weekend. So guess what? You're not gonna have your date with Steven.
I mean, ultimately, it affects the child. Mm-hmm. You know, and. It doesn't, like I said, it doesn't make the relationship better between the mother and the father.
It doesn't.
I mean,
it really hurts your children.
You're going to be around each other at least for 18 years. That's what they always say.
Right. It's going to be longer than that.
Yeah, so you might as well just try to be as adult about it as possible. For me, I don't even pay my son's mother any mind, you know.
Just pick up your child and keep it cordial.
Yeah. Man, my son's old enough to communicate with me if he has an issue. And... We handle it. I don't go. Nah.
So if he has gotten in trouble in school, like, what about discipline? Are you guys on the same page or the same wavelength when it comes to, like, do you guys have a united front in that regard? Like, he did this, so I think we should discipline him in this way, and so it can be a cohesive front.
I mean, fortunately for me, my kids are angels.
Oh, good.
I mean, you know, I've never heard of stories of my son being unruly in school.
Mm-hmm.
He's had problems. I mean, as far as, you know, talking too much or mm-hmm. you know, he's a boy, so wrestling and all of mm-hmm. that. And I understand, and whatever his mother says the punishment is, whatever he told me was, oh, he can't play video games. I mean, I agree with it, and he knows his consequences.
Okay.
But other than that, I really have no say so in the house because I don't raise my son. She raises him.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I try to give him tools to be a better person, a better man.
You say that. That sounds kind of harsh, though. You said, I don't raise my son. She raises him. But you're still reinforcement in his life, are you not?
Yeah, but the reality is...
But he lives with her, basically.
He lives with her, so it's always under her rules, whatever she says.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say, oh, you know, he defended himself and he hit a boy. You know, a boy hit him, so he hit him back. And his mother said, oh, he's punished for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say no, he can't be punished because, you know.
Why can't you say that? Why can't you guys?
We don't have that relationship.
Okay.
You know,
so do you want to have that relationship?
I mean,
you are his father.
At one point I did.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, I mean, she's not a bad parent, mm-hmm. you know. And
you trust what she's going to do, and you trust that it's for the best for your child. It's just she's not going to do anything to spite you, and you know that.
I mean,
it's for his own good.
She does things to spite me, but as far as the discipline, I mean, it's nothing's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he knows what he has to do. He rarely gets punished and disciplined, and you know, because
he does what he's supposed to do.
And then when
he's coming of age, so he understands what's right and what's wrong. He knows how to make mommy and daddy proud.
When he talks to me, I mean, like I said, I'm 6'2", you mm-hmm. know,
Well, yes, we got to go to break. So keep it right here on The Flow. That's rocktheflow.com. But the easiest way to find us is tinyurl.com/rocktheflow. Keep in mind the number to the studio is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. We are talking about dating with kids. What are some of the challenges that you guys have faced? Do you date people with kids? Do you prefer to avoid them? you know, baby mama drama. We're talking about all that stuff tonight. So once again, the number to the studio is 301-560-6992. Keep in mind, you can hit me up on social media. I'm at Date Is Over on Instagram and Twitter. And also follow me, excuse me, like me on Facebook. Facebook.com/thisdateisover. So keep it right here on the flow for soulful music, talk, and news.
Whoa! These are way better snacks!
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
Yeah.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow. I am your host, Miss Marie. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. This Wednesday night. Appreciate your support. Make sure you tell your friends about us. Check us out every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. Go to tinyurl. That's tinyurl.com/rockTheFlow. Just heard music from Kirkus. He is all the way in Australia. He's kind enough to send me that song probably like a year ago. The song's called Soft Machine. And right before that, I played you the Makeout Monday song. That was our Makeout Monday song for the week. Anything by SWV. Love that song. That's before the remix. Everybody knows the remix, but that's the original version on their very first album. That's Anything by SWV. But keep in mind, you can give us a call. The number to the studio is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992 is the number to the studio. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at DateIsOver. And also like the Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover. Because we're talking about dating with kids. But before we do that, got some quick Black History facts for you good people out there. Did you know that today is Jesse Jackson's birthday? I had no clue. All these damn Libras. I don't know what it is with me and Libras, but we do not get along. Libra men, I don't know. We're like oil and water. I like Libra women, though. Shout out to my cousin, Erica, who just had a birthday a couple days ago. She's a Libra. But yes, Jesse Jackson was born this, you know, today in 1941. And Derek Walcott becomes the first black person to win the Nobel Peace Prize. Excuse me, not Peace Prize, Lord Jesus. He won the Nobel Prize in Literature. Can I get it together today? So that concludes your Black History Facts. But going back to tonight's topic, I got Stacy on the line. Stacy, are you with us?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
And we got Boston in the studio. What's up, Boston?
What's going on?
Boston baked beans, even though you like Mike and Ike's. Now, I had a bunch of questions, but I wanted to ask you, Boston, because we were talking about this during the break. You know, when is the appropriate time for the person to meet your child or your children? Because I know you have some differing views about, you know, because a lot of people at a time limit, like, oh, you know what, you should wait until, I don't know, 90 days. I don't know what the rule of thumb is when it comes to introducing your children to, you know, a potential love interest, because, I don't know.
For me, it's more so the comfort level. Mm-hmm. When I feel they, I'm comfortable enough for them to be around my children. But at the same time, I don't put a time limit. I don't say, oh, I've got to wait 3 months, mm-hmm. 4 months. I think that's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I think you just go with the flow. You weed out the people that you feel that I feel are worthy enough to be around my kids. And just because you're around my kids and we date doesn't mean it's all affectionate. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not holding hands and
like this is just
kisses.
This is Miss Jenkins.
Yeah, it is what it is. You know, this is my friend. You know, I try to show my kids that that dad can have female friends. Mm-hmm. I mean, they don't know what I'm doing at night with the female.
I would hope they wouldn't.
Yeah, you know, for all they know, it's
a friend of dad's.
Yeah, a friend of dad's, and I think us as parents, we have it in our head that our children, even though yeah they are smart, but we think our children know exactly what that person is to us. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, that's, you know, Keisha, the one that let me stop.
Yeah, that's Keisha. That anyways. So Stacy, do you have any special rules when it comes to introducing your child to a potential love interest?
Boston may not like me after this. I'm totally the opposite, and it comes from experience. When I was growing up, my mom was a single mom, and he just mentioned about kids being smart. They are that smart. You kind of gauge what that person is. You can't hide who this person is to you, even if you're not holding hands. There's something that comes from when a man and woman is together. But the reason I brought up growing up is because my mom, I tell you right now, I can remember the name of every quote-unquote boyfriend she had. And it has affected me in its own way because of all the men. And no, they weren't all spending nights or everything, but you knew who they were. Me and my brothers would sit there and go, there goes that man again. There goes that man again. Mm-hmm. Now, I have a three-year-old. My rule of thumb is, and I'm 41, so it may be different for somebody who's younger. Mm-hmm. I'm looking for serious. So first you have to know what you're planning to do with yourself. So I told you, like, when you posted that question, I date for me. Marriage is for the family. So if you're serious and we've determined that we're going to the next step, that's when you meet my daughter. Now, he did make a good point, Boston, that you can bring your child around other genders. I do bring my child around male friends a lot, and even somebody I might have hung out with, but we're not doing group things together. I'm just not comfortable with that just because of my own upbringing. So it's just me. I mean, everyone has a right to how they do it for their child. Mm-hmm. But for me, I know that it affected me, all these different men.
So it affected you in a negative way.
Yeah. I thought it was okay to have in and out.
Okay. Okay. I mean, because I was raised by a single mother. My mother, I love her dearly. Totally awesome lady. And, you know, situation, yes, she dated. And there were, you know, other men in the house. And not necessarily, they weren't staying over. They might come by and say hello or bring her flowers or whatever. Bring her cake. I don't know. Whatever the hell they were doing. Whatever. And I can't really say that any of them had, like, a really bad effect on me. I don't know. I'm trying to think.
But
I don't know. But at the same time. Huh? Say it again.
Mine spent the night. That was the difference.
I mean, my mother had a live-in at one point in time. Now, he, I did not like. But, you know, that's another question I had written down that I wanted to ask you guys. Because, you know, sometimes the kids just don't like the person that you're dating. And how can you tell if it's a genuine dislike or if they're just being petty? Because I know as a child, I was, you know, being petty with some of them because I just didn't want them taking time away from my mother.
Uh-uh.
And it's not that I wanted my parents to get back together. I just did not care for the guy that she brought around. It wasn't that he was mean to me or he was disrespectful to her. I was just being a kid, you know, being young, and I just did not care for them. You know, I did not want them around because I'm just like, okay, that's Mr. So-and-so. Okay, whatever. Hopefully he won't be coming back. And I won't make eye contact. Like, I remember this one guy came over to the house. I didn't even look at him. I had my back to him the whole time he was talking to me. I was like, yep, uh-huh. My mother was so pissed off. And I got in trouble for that, too. But, I mean, I did not care. You know, you're not my father. I don't know who you are from Adam. And you're just some guy that likes my mother. And I don't have to like you. And like I said, it wasn't a genuine dislike. It was just, I was just being a child at that time. Because I was a child. So...
But
go ahead, Boston.
What I'm trying to figure out is, you said, Stacy, that you don't bring the men that you're dating around your kids, but you'll bring other people, like your other friends. What makes them so different? You say, oh,
because I know I act different.
So then that's you. That's not the man per se. I mean, it's not the man.
I didn't blame him. She acts. When do you bring a man around your child? I said, for me, I don't because I'm not doing anything specific, but I know I feel a certain way. So that, you're right. You're 100% correct. It is me. So for me, because I know in my head, I'm like, oh God, I hope she doesn't think or realize that this person is, and she's only 3 and I'm thinking that. So it's my issue, not his.
So it's just a comfort level for you. It's just like, and you give off a different energy. You know, she can tell that, hey, this man over here is in the friend zone versus this guy over here who might be more than friends. Well, at least you think she can assess that.
I had a guy come over once, and it was the first time I really ever tested her, and that's when I was like, okay, she's not as dumb as I think. He came over, and he came in, and when he came towards me, she came between us, and she said, no, that's my mommy. She doesn't even do that to my guy friends. It's like she knew that this was a different kind of vibe in the room. And I was just, so he kind of backed away, and I kind of backed away. We were like, oh, shoot.
Well, damn, that's my mommy. Oh, well.
That's what she said, very territorial. That's my mommy. And he's like, I'm not going to touch your mommy.
Yeah, and that's how I was too. You know, I was territorial, you know, because, you know, when you're raised by, you know, a single parent, or I guess both your parents, but you become territorial because you don't want this new person coming into your space, taking up your time, you know, and occupying more of your mother's time. So I can, you know, I remember that as a child, but I got, well, it's the second hour of the show. Time is flying by. I swear it is. If you're just now tuning in,
can I ask Boston a question?
Can you hold that thought? Because we're about to go into the rant and rave. So hold that thought. Because we are in the second hour of this Date Is Over Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in. The second hour of the show means it's time for Miss Marie's rant and rave. Because I am your host. And of course, I always got something to rant and rave about. Always. But if you want to get in on tonight's topic, give us a call. The number to the studio is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. So, ranting and raving, dating with kids. Let's see, what can I possibly talk about? Well, I know we all have preferences, and I know a lot of us would probably prefer to date someone without kids, but don't let that preference shield you from a great person. And also, don't forget where you came from, because I know a lot of us are from single parent households, and a lot of us would get on our high horse and say, well, I'm not going to date somebody who has kids, blah, blah, blah. But take a step back. Look at your father's situation, or look at your mother's situation. Like, she might have met someone after your father, you know, after that relationship didn't work out, and that person that she met accepted you and loved you and loved your mother, took her as a package deal. So don't shun somebody or shut somebody out of your life because they have children. I know it's my preference not to date, you know, to date somebody that doesn't have kids. That's just my preference, but that doesn't mean that I'm not going to actually date somebody who has children. It is a preference, but at the same time, I have to look at my mom's situation. Like, she raised me and my brother on her own, and she was able, you know, to find somebody to love and appreciate her. So in spite of her having children, you know, I think I'm totally awesome. I'm a great damn child. Okay, my brother, he all right. You know, I like to say I'm the best, but you know what, we're both great kids. You know, we stayed out of trouble for the most part, and I think we came out to be great, upstanding human beings and great adults. So, you know, don't let somebody's, you know, don't try to make it seem like it's a badge of shame for people to have children. So I don't know, like I said, I'm rambling here because I lost my train of thought, but anything you want to add to that, Boston?
No.
No. What about you, Stacey?
I think you said it well.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Because, you know, people really need to understand it's a package deal. Understand what you are signing up for. She does not come by herself, or he does not come by himself. He has these attachments. So don't try to get in between or make snide remarks about their, you know, the other mother, you know, other parent and whatnot. Be respectful and humble yourself too, because some stuff just ain't your business. If it's their kids, it ain't your business, unless they have done something, I guess, outlandish to disrespect you. I don't know, but I think that, you know, people should kind of keep their business to themselves. Like, don't insert your opinion, especially if you were not asked of it. So I don't know, baby mama drama, baby father drama. I can't really say that I've experienced it, because I don't know. I'm definitely grateful for, you know, my parents, because, you know, my father has been with my stepmother since I was like 2 years old, and my parents, you know, my mom, my stepmother, and my father, they have a great relationship. And when I was growing up, you know, I was raised with my mother, you know, my father never spoke ill of my mom, and neither did my stepmother. Neither did my mother. She never spoke ill of my stepmother. So they may have done that in private amongst themselves. I don't know. But I've never been in that situation, and I was always greeted with love on both sides of the spectrum. You know, we all went out recently for my brother's birthday last Saturday, all of us. And everybody gets along just great. So, you know, make certain that you are doing what you have to do and be mature about it. You know, one thing that my girl Judge Judy says, I love her so much. Love me some Judge Judy. I know people think she's mean, evil. I don't care. Love her. She says, love the kids more than you hate each other. So focus your efforts on loving those children. Make sure you love those children. Just exude love. If you hate your child's parent, the other parent, you know, go punch a pillow or something. Because at the end of the day, you picked them, or you picked her. So, oh well. I'm shutting up now. Sorry. Rambling. Ranting and raving. Because that's what I do. Once again, the number to the studio is 301-560-6992, 301-560-6992. Give us a call. So, Stacey, you said you had a question for Boston before my rant and rave?
Yeah. Because I think, too, there could be a difference in our approach because of our expectations. So, Boston, are you dating with intent, or you're just dating to have fun?
I'm dating to have fun.
He dating to have a whole lot of fun.
I mean, you got to weed them out.
And see, that's the difference.
You can't.
I'm dating with intent. So we're going to have different expectations, because I'm looking for something serious, and you're just enjoying yourself right now.
But you're jumping in to, you want something serious right away. You have to just go with the flow. You can't expect the man you meet at the corner store, at the supermarket, is going to be the mister. You have to weed him out. There's nothing wrong with going out on his dime. I mean, I know the fellas are probably, you know, mad I'm saying that, but that's the reality of it. Because just because you know, y'all exchange numbers and he seems cool on the phone and y'all went out one time, don't plan for him to move in anytime soon. I mean, date another man. Go on another date. Don't put all your eggs in one basket, because at the end of the day, if he doesn't work out, then you're stuck back in the dating scene, opposed to just keep on dating.
You know, well, one of the things that cracks me up, you know, that I see a lot online, you know, we're talking to guys who say, well, I don't want to date no chick with kids. You know, I'm not going to date her seriously, but I'll sleep with her. But I'm like, hello, she's potent. So if you're sleeping with her, chances are you could be daddy number two. So I think that's very laughable when I hear guys say that.
I mean, you got to wear condoms.
So. Yeah, you can still wear condoms. I mean,
you
got to
wear
condoms,
and not every female or male. Well, I'm not speaking for the male part of it. I mean, every female I date or took out on a date, I didn't have sex with. I mean, you weed them out. I mean, I could go on a date with, you, Stacy, and you might talk about something I totally don't know nothing about. We might clash, and then at the end of the day, I mean, we might try it one more time. And if it don't work, we keep it moving. We're cool. I see you on the street. I'm cordial.
It's all love.
But I don't look at Stacy as, oh, Stacy's going to be the next Mrs. Boston. I look at Stacy as, okay.
That's Stacy.
Yeah, you know. But you say females are more emotional. They become more attached. So, I mean, it's understandable.
Oh,
but
dudes are just as emotional, I tell you.
Nah.
I meet so many dudes that I swear they have an extra feminine gene that I don't even have. The level of sensitivity is through the roof, but that's another conversation for another day, because I have another question. You know, like, let's see. I don't know if you guys are like Bible thumpers and whatnot, because I'm not, but it is what it is.
I'm signing out.
I know, right? No. I want to put this in the context of marriage, because Stacey, you said you're dating with intent. So, you know, right now your daughter comes first. So if you meet somebody and you get married and, you know, I thought it was supposed to be God, spouse, child. How are you going to be able to divide that? Who comes first? Your child or your spouse? Like, you get married, you meet, he's the one. Who's going to come first?
There.
I know, right? I have to go there, because I mean, it happens. You know, if you get if you get married, you know, not, you know, to a new gentleman, and your child has always been number one, and she's always, you know, because it's just been you two, and then it's going to be the three of y'all, because you're going to have to tend to your husband. But how do you tend to your husband without slighting your child, because she's going to feel some kind of way?
Yeah, I don't think there's any way to avoid a child feeling some sort of way. In any sort of way. But I, you know, and I might sound like a big cliche, but that's how I am. I'm a big communicator. You can love it, you can hate it. And I think there's things that have to be discussed before people enter into marriage, especially if a child is there that's not biologically yours. There has to be a discussion had about what role she plays in our in your life. Are you... Okay, well, I'll just put that out there. For me, the father is not involved. So it really is just me and my daughter. So whoever comes in and marries me, you automatically are daddy. You are going
to
be daddy.
And he has to accept that. We are a package deal.
Yes, are you ready to be daddy? Yes, you are daddy. Welcome to the job. You have accepted the full-time job, because she doesn't have that other part. So you must understand that. So
now, are you thinking about that after the first date, though? Or are you thinking about that later on down the line?
Not at all. Remember what I said. Dating is for me. Marriage is for the family. So I'm enjoyed in the dating. That's why I don't involve my daughter, because she doesn't need to be in our dating. It's for me and you to get to know each other. That's my first priority with us. And then there's what's going on with her. When the two combine, it's because I feel comfortable with you, and I know we're in a monogamous relationship, and we are boyfriend, girlfriend, partner, whatever. We don't have to be married. It doesn't have to be a ring. Ain't nobody moving in, by the way. But I need to know that we're a team, and you're meeting my daughter with intent to get to know her, and you have already gotten to know me.
I want to go into another touchy subject. Sorry to cut you off, Stacey, because, you know, this story seems to be happening frequently. And, you know, a lot of single mothers get a bad rap. You know, you're trying to do the best that you can for your child, but you also want to do the best for you. You want to be able to experience love and have a great family and whatnot. So these women, some women are meeting these guys, and I guess they're thinking they're great, and they're taking these guys in who ain't ish. and their children are sacrificed as a result. You know, you hear these stories about, okay, well, she moved this guy into her house and he was babysitting her child and she went to work and then she comes back home, her child is dead. Like, you read these cases when these guys are beating the hell out of these children. And, you know, the woman was just, she just wanted to find love, but of course she got her a deadbeat who ended up murdering her child. So how do you really protect your child from that type of situation? Granted, I would gather that they, I would hope that they would see that the dude is a deadbeat if he's staying at home with their child, but I don't know. I know I'm going all over the place with that, but I know you've read a lot of these stories where a chick meets a dude and maybe she stepped out for a minute to go to the store and then the child went out of line and said, well, you're not my father, and the dude ends up beating the hell out of the child to the point that the child passed away or has severe brain damage.
I mean, for me, it's first of all, no one's moving in. It's just what it is. If we're doing this together, we're married. There's no moving in with my child. I've seen that, to each his own. That live-in thing is just not appropriate for me. It's not a religious reason. It's how I live. I had a cousin who her mother moved her boyfriend in, and the poor child is only like 2, and she come home and her mother found her busted open because he raped her. I can't avoid this either. Yeah. I mean, you marry someone, you don't know then either. There's always jeopardy in there too, but this whole dating thing people have where they move the person in or they happen to spend the weekend and they have kids, especially young kids, y'all people love to play Jeopardy. I don't do that. I mean, Russian roulette. I don't do that. And I'm going to tell you what, and Barson can laugh at this, there'd be some lonely nights for me. Lonely nights because I want to be out mingling with gentlemen. But
I hope you have Fred under the bed.
He said, "I hope you got Fred under the bed." Well, look, I hope you have a backup dude or something that can come in while the baby sleeps.
Yes, Mama has a friend.
Hey,
gotta have a friend.
Mama got to have a life too.
More power to you, but a 40-year-old mom with a hormone needs to have a friend. So, Mama got a friend, but friend, we are very clear what we are. And friend has never met baby, and we are fine with that. And friend don't spend nights. And friend comes when baby sleep, and friend leave before I go to sleep.
So he's going to beat him, Mr. Stacy?
No, he's beat it up and leave.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, friend.
So why he can't be Mr. Stacy?
That's his job.
That's the only job he got, is to beat it up.
That's the only job he got. We got 5-minute conversation, and then you got to go.
All right, now. And that's... Mr. Beat It Up. Single mothers, do you have a Mr. Beat It Up? Let me know. The number to the studio is 301-560-6992. Do you have a Mr. Beat It Up? But that still goes back to what makes me laugh, what the guys that say, well, I'll sleep with a woman who had, you know, a single mother, but I'm not going to get with one. I'm like, okay, but what if you get her pregnant, dumbass? Like, I don't know. What do you have to say to those folks, Boston?
Oh, I don't know. I carry condoms on me at all times.
I know that, but how do you feel about guys who say, well, I don't want to date a chick that has kids?
I mean, like, everybody has their preference.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's times I don't want to date females with kids.
You got kids.
Yeah, but, you know, my kids are well-behaved. It's females whose kids aren't.
And, you know, that's another thing that I want to talk about when we come back from the break, discipline. You know, are you open to other people besides the biological parent disciplining your child? So hold that thought. Keep it right here on The Flow. That's rocktheflow.com. But the easiest way to tune in is tinyurl.com/rocktheflow. The number to the studio, once again, is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can hit me on Instagram, @datisover. Same on Twitter. And I got too many links, so I'm going to just shut up. So keep it right here on The Flow. We'll be right back after the break.
Thank you.
These are way better snacks.
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
My name is Dale.
Listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow. I'm your host, Miss Marie. Thank you so much for tuning in on this Wednesday evening, new night, new time. Wednesday nights, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That is our new spot. We used to be on Sundays, but now we are on Wednesdays from 9 to 11 Eastern Standard Time. So make sure you tell a friend, because we have a lot of good times. Fun times, great discussions, great debate. And keep in mind that I am so not an expert. I'm not a relationship expert. I'm just a vessel, honey. So take it with a grain of salt, honey. You can call in y'all if you want some, like, you want some sound advice. Even though I think we do a great job around here. Don't you agree, Boston?
Yep.
Don't you agree, Stacey?
Yes,
y'all. Y'all are so convincing, I swear. But tonight we're talking about dating with kids. You just heard music, a throwback off the first Outkast album. The song was Funky Ride. I love me some Outkast. And I know I said Common was my boyfriend, but Andre 3000 is also my boyfriend. He doesn't know it either, but in my mind, we go together because I love him. Great music. And he's sexy as hell. I don't know how you feel about it, Stacey, but I love me some Andre 3000.
Everybody has their preference.
I will slip on a banana peel and fall right in his lap. But anyways, that's neither here nor there, because we are talking about dating with kids. And Andre 3000, I know you got kids. I still date you. Love you, honey. So I want to talk about discipline, because, you know, before the break, we're talking about the non-biological parent or the significant other of the person who has kids disciplining their the other child a little bit too much, too harshly, and whatnot. So, Boston, how are you, or is there ever even a need? Because you said you have great kids, but would you be open to, say, your kid's mom, you know, move on, get a boyfriend and whatnot, and your child's acting up in the house? Are you cool with that man disciplining your child or your children?
He got no say-so.
None?
Whatsoever.
So if your child says, man, why don't you shut up, and just is blatantly disrespectful, he can't just say, hey, don't talk to me like that?
I mean, he could say that. He could say, you know, that's rude, or, you know, but as far as, like, yelling, scolding, putting his hands on my child, nah, that's not the question. I mean, that's what his mother's there for.
Right. And if, so do you ever meet the gentleman and have, like, a discussion about, you know, this is, you know, the law of the land, you know, it's nice to meet you, because if they're going to be involved in your kid's life, do you want to meet them, or?
I mean, I met my my son's mother's boyfriend. Yeah, I met my son's mother's boyfriend. He a sucker, though, so.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, you know.
He put that out there. I ain't say that. He said it.
Yeah, I said it.
Okay. So, Stacey. Well, you said that your daughter's father's not involved, so I guess you don't really have that issue.
No, I don't have that issue. But when you get married, I guess that will be a big question.
Right.
But I think there's a moment here. I agree with my man to the left of you. I agree. That man really kind of pretty much has no say in terms of physical or those kind of disciplines. He really should come to me and let me handle it, just because this is really not his bloodline.
So if a person, like, if your daughter's teacher or daycare person can discipline your child, why could your significant other not do the same?
But she's not spanking her.
I'm not saying spanking. I'm saying discipline. Discipline does not necessarily mean spanking.
If they're home alone, or they went out and I wasn't amongst them, and she ran out into the street, and he calls her back and he says, you know, and gives her a talking to, he's saving my child's life. So if that's considered discipline, fine. But I guess I'm thinking more of the physical aspect of, you know, when you hear of discipline, you think automatically think of spanking. But yeah, he can correct her. If I think that works, but physical, that would be a no. So yeah, there could be verbal, but he has to. I'm concerned with the fact, I think you're trying to say verbal in, like, he has to be respectful how he verbally, and that's something we have to discuss, because there's different ways to discipline a child. Some people do that, you have to time out. By the way, that I don't know about that, I don't do that. So we'd have to talk about what my methods are. He can even give me some advice and we go from there. Again, communication.
Because I know people, you know, guys who have broken it off with women because they did not like their parenting style. Like, you know, their child was just going crazy, just disrespectful, not doing chores, being, you know, just being a bad kid. And they didn't want to deal with it because, you know, he tried to talk to her and say, you know what, I'm not trying to be rude, but, you know, Tina is a little out of control, and she really needs some more structure, and she's being disrespectful. Like, she's spitting in your face, and she's cursing at you. And what are you going to do about it? Like, you can't, you know, that can break a relationship, you know. If you got some badass kids that you can't control, I don't want no parts of that.
They should have nipped that in the bud.
I wouldn't want any part of that either.
Growing up, like, when the child was young, you should have instilled that discipline.
But the child might still be young. Like, I know people that have, like, 3 and 4 year olds. I'm like, okay, this child is having a temper tantrum and
they
throwing
don't know
things.
How to discipline their child. The parent doesn't know how to discipline their child at all. You know,
I go with him. I'm with him.
You know, and like, people always raise an eyebrow when I say I've never put my hands on my kids. I've never spanked them.
You don't necessarily have to, though.
And I never did, because I instilled that fear in them. Mm-hmm. Like, they don't want to
disappoint you.
Yeah, they don't want to disappoint me. And I mean, you know, like I keep saying, I'm a big guy. So, you know, it's almost like, oh, they scared us. You know, maybe I will, but I never will. Mm-hmm. You know, I've never, like, oh, you know, whatever that motion is, like, I'm going to hit them. But nah, like I said, they don't get out of control. I nipped it in the bud early when they did start getting a little, you know, I put the bass in the voice.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, maybe because I'm a father, and you might be relating on the single mother side, who probably father isn't present. I'm not present like 24/7 around my children, but I'm a part of their lives, and they know their expectations. Even my 7-year-old, she knows her expectations. You know, so.
Okay. All right. Discipline. Yeah, because I mean, that is, even when you have kids with another person, if those, you know, that's your biological child and you two are together, that still becomes an issue, because people have different parenting styles, and someone might be a little too harsh, other one might be too much of a pushover. So that's a touchy subject there.
Nah, if we have kids together, like me and you, if we live together, I set the law.
Oh,
like I'm.
So she don't have no say.
She has her say. Like, it's more, you know.
But a lot of parents have a difficult time agreeing, because you might have an issue with, I don't know, I can't even think of anything because I don't have kids. Like, what is something that a child would do? Like, I don't know, belching at the table. I don't know. And you don't see a problem with it, but I see a problem with it because I think it's rude.
But when it's all said and done, if we're together, it's unity.
It has to be a united front, but so, a lot of times it's not, because the child know, well, I'm gonna go ask mom because mom would be cool about it, or mom said no, I'm gonna go ask dad because dad, I know he's a pushover, so I'm gonna ask dad, and then he's gonna give me what I want, even though mom said no.
Well, it all depends on the gender too.
If it's
my daughter, you know.
But some kids just really plain lack discipline, and it doesn't work out for them, and they try to break up the relationships of, you know, their parents moving forward, or even if it's not their biological parent. I remember seeing when I used to watch TV, oh my God, Bridezilla. This chick, first of all, her mother was like 50. This was her mother's like second time getting married, so she finally found a man that she liked and loved, and they were going to get married. But her like 22-year-old daughter could not accept the fact that her mother was getting married, and she was just a tyrant to this guy. She was blatantly disrespectful, you know, calls him all kinds of bees, and you ain't worth my mother, and you ain't this, you ain't that. And the guy was never disrespectful to her, but he couldn't take it no more. They were supposed to get married. That wedding day came. Guess who wasn't there? He wasn't there, because the daughter successfully manipulated the situation and just had all of these temper tantrums because she lacked discipline. And I mean, but she was grown. And what do you do?
But her mother, her mother let her get involved.
Yeah.
Her mother let her get involved, obviously. Exactly. It's like you said earlier.
And it's a guilt thing,
too. It goes God, spouse, children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somewhere along the lines, the child still stayed between, you know, underneath God. So, I mean, the bride that got stood up, she
brought on herself.
She brought it on
you
herself.
You brought that on yourself.
Yeah. And I mean, me personally, I'm not messing with no female who got bad kids. Because, like I said,
parenting ain't easy. I don't know. That's why I say bless all you folks out there who have children, because I don't have any. I would like to have some, but I want to get married and stuff first. That would be the ideal. But I'm just, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm about to shut up because we got to go to break. Once again, commercial break. So keep it right here on the flow. The number to the studio is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. So keep it right here on the flow for soulful music, news, and talk.
These are way better snacks.
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
Verizon has the best service that I've ever used before.
Verizon Wireless is head and shoulders above the others.
It's the best network.
Thank you.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow. I am your host, Miss Marie. Got some special guests in the studio. Got Boston. What's up, Boston?
What's going on?
I haven't been to Boston yet, but I would like to go. Is it a cool place? Maybe it ain't because you ain't there. You moved out here to Maryland.
Better women out here.
Oh, better women?
Yeah.
All right now. And we also got Stacy on the line. What's up, Stacy?
I feel like I need a nickname. I'm feeling left out.
Where do you want to go? What do you want to go by?
I do have one. I'll go by my college nickname. It's Teaspoon.
What?
Who?
Teaspoon.
Oh, Teaspoon. Mm-hmm. How did you say something else?
let's clear that up.
Right? Like what?
Teaspoon.
What?
Yeah.
Teaspoon.
Wow, what you thought she said?
I don't even want to say what I thought she said. But anyway.
I don't want her to say it.
So, Stacey, you want to clear the air? Anything you want to add to the conversation? Oh, actually, yeah. Before you do that, I forgot to tell you guys that I played y'all another throwback. That's from the Boomerang soundtrack. Keith Washington and Shantae Moore, Candlelight in You. Because I play whatever the hell I want to play on my show, which is a great thing about The Flow, because we don't believe in playing the same song every 18, 19 minutes. We play what we want to play. We play real music, because you're not going to hear this on commercial radio. That's why I love The Flow so much. So that was, once again, Keith Washington and Shantae Moore from one of my favorite movies, Boomerang, the soundtrack. The song was Candlelight in You. But yes, back to you, Stacey, because we're talking about dating with kids and you wanted to clear something up.
Yeah, I think I should.
Yes.
I should make it clear that I have currently chosen by choice not to date. I don't date at all. So I gave myself a year after my daughter was born, and I did date and I went out and I had a good time. What I found for myself is, especially if you're a mother by yourself, your finances, you have to watch them. And I don't know if anyone ever realized what a single mom goes through when she goes out, but guys just don't pay for the date. We
Man, what type of men are you
too.
Dating? Men should pay for all dates.
No, oh, honey.
You don't understand. What I'm saying is we pay for the date, too. The babysitter, babysitter's average.
He should pay for the babysitter. He wants to see you, right?
Wait, but you're not listening. That is paying for the date, too. For me to hang with you, you're not just paying for the date by yourself. I'm paying the date you as well. So $10 to $12 an hour equates to about $50-something dollars a night. So when we're going out, you're not doing it on your own. I'm doing it, too. So I don't want to expend myself right now when I don't have the time to spend $200-$300 a month to date somebody who's not a potential. It's just not where I am. So
Teaspoon, boo boo, you dating the wrong men.
I ain't never heard no dude that's gonna pay for somebody's child care for somebody they just met.
What's wrong with that?
The first date?
Why not?
Well, I want him.
Boston meets meet Teaspoon. Teaspoon, Boston.
Hey. Well, Teaspoon not ready for this, but still.
No.
Teaspoon be on this radio show in a month. Talk about it. I already met her daughter. And, but no, I mean it's nothing wrong with you. A man's supposed to put that in the dating budget.
Honey, if you knew how cheap the men are nowadays, I had a show, and we have a video on YouTube, so look for our YouTube channel, and we had a show called The Dutch Debate, and we had guys who are cool with only paying for half the date. Like, they've asked a woman out, and they want her to pay for her share of the date. Like, no, there are a lot of men out there who don't want to pay for a damn thing.
Whoever offers pays.
That's what I thought the rule of thumb was, too.
A man's going to offer. And there's nothing wrong with paying for the babysitter. It's nothing wrong with, you know, picking her up.
Ladies and gentlemen, I mean, Boston is an anomaly. We need more Bostons out there, because I ain't never in my life heard about a dude saying, you know what, babe, I am going to pay for the child care. Like, you know what, I really want to see you. I know you need a sitter, so here's $70.
Whoa, we said 50 now.
Wait, I need him to poll his friends, too, because who else... Do you friend people like this?
I'm gonna make that poll. I'm gonna ask guys. Would you offer to pay for child care for a single mother? And I want to go back to single mothers getting a bad rap. Do you think they get more of a bad rap than single fathers? Stacey, Teaspoon, excuse me.
Yes, because he set a perfect example when he started. You asked him, is it an issue when you go out with scheduling? He said no. His kids doesn't live with him. Single mom, guess what? Guess who lives with you? 24 hours a day, most of the time, 7 days a week. the child. So all your scheduling has to be around them. I can't just jump up. So we get a bad rep for not being easily accessible, for having too many rules, for wanting to talk about it too much, like you talk too much. You want to know, you know, and I don't mean to be this way. It's not by choice. I have to do this for her. She has to come first. So, yeah, we get a bad rep. He's in your studio right now. Baby girl had to go to bed. I have to be on a conference call. You know, I kind of envy him sometimes. Like, I would love some free. I'd love to just get up in the car and go.
So I want to go back to something I think you said earlier. Like, you don't have family or any support system to help you with your daughter?
No, I'm from the islands, and then I grew up in New York. So Maryland, I'm the only one here. I don't have a cousin, a second cousin. Nothing. It's just me and my daughter.
So
and
who
my
do
friend.
You who do you use for childcare?
My college, luckily, my college friend's kids.
Wow.
They have websites now.
That scares me though. So would you be open to using like sitter.com or babysitters.com, whatever those sites are, for your daughter?
No. I prefer to use people I know. Mm-hmm. And they don't have enough friends with kids. So it's not like a hate on the website. If I had no option, I probably would consider it. But I like to turn to resources first. Mm-hmm. And I have enough friends who have kids that are 16 or 17. Uh-huh. But you got to pay them.
Of course.
And you know what's funny? They get their rate from that daggone website, because that website said you are worth $10 to $12 an hour.
Yep. I've seen it, because when I didn't have it, you know, when I got laid off from my job, I definitely looked into it. I was like, you know what? I don't know if I want to be around kids that much. You know, I love kids, don't get me wrong, but I don't know if I want to just be tied down babysitting, because I'll get my nieces for a weekend or a night. I'm like, Jesus Christ, how do people do this every day? So once again, my hat goes off to all of the single parents out there. Well, the parents in general, not just the single parents. I mean, it's a lot of work. They have to be constantly entertained. I'm like, can't you sit down and use your imagination? No? Like, can I play on your phone? Can I play on your iPod? Can I play on your iPad? Watch me jump off of this chair. Watch me jump off of it. I'm like, sit down. So, once again, bless all of you wonderful people who have children. So, y'all are real special. Real special people.
Austin,
huh?
I don't want to date him. He pays for babysitting. I'm in awe.
Ladies, the number to the studio to reach Boston is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. If he wants to date you, he will pay for your sitter. That is awesome. And I just posted that question all over Facebook. So I'm going to see if any of the fellas respond to that, to see if they would be open to paying for a sitter for, you know, the woman that you're trying to date.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a great thing. That if I had a child, that would, honey, I'm yours. That would take me. Well, if he wasn't ugly, that is. So it depends on other circumstances. But that's neither here nor there, because we got to go to break. So keep it right here on the flow. Visit us on tinyurl.com/rocktheflow. And don't forget to check out the website, thisdateisover.com. Post your bad date stories. And you can also purchase your tickets to our Halloween day trip on thisdateisover.com. Just click on the events tab. We're going to have a smashing good time. We're going to put on our costumes. We're going to get on the bus. And then we are going to ride out to the vineyard and sip on some damn wine. I am not a wine connoisseur, but I'm going to be one on the 25th, because I'm going to sip it up, honey. So I keep it right here on the flow.
Whoa! These are way better snacks.
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep. GoWayBetter.yum. I mean, GoWayBetter.com.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts, stoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
control my appetite. Right when you tell me no, there I go, doing what I shouldn't do. Feeling all my wrong from right, crossing lines to satisfy some hunger. I wonder why you just don't taste the way you used to. Hey, maybe because the deepest piece of all your sweetness ain't nothing but dirty peaches, boy.
Listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow. That was music from Jay Davey. Actually, that was on the 88 Keys album. The song was called Dirty Peaches. Dirty Peaches. That's a good album, though. That 88 Keys album, honey. Check it out. But we're coming to you live from the IM4 Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Check us out every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 to 11 Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. tinyurl.com/rocktheflow is the easiest way to find us on your computers or mobile devices. That way you can take us wherever you want to go. Tell your friends about us. Make sure you check out the website, thisdateisover.com. And also, follow me. Follow me on social media. I'm everywhere. @dateisover on Instagram and Twitter. And we have a Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover. And also keep in mind that we do have a wonderful event coming up, Halloween Day Trip. Get your tickets from thisdateisover.com. Just click on the events tab. We do have a special discount code for you guys tuning in. Should I give it? Maybe? No, I'll give it. It's WINE10. Don't tell nobody I told you that, though. It's WINE10. If you can spell, it's the word W-I-N-E and the number's 10, you know, 10. So it is what it is. But tonight we're talking about dating with kids, and it's almost that time for us to get out of here. Gotta say thank you to my guests tonight, Stacy on the line and Boston. Yes. In the studio. Thank you guys so much for joining me this evening. Had some great conversation. But since we are almost out of time, we want to wrap it up shortly. I don't know if you guys want to give some parting words. Any parting words from you, my man Boston? You know, about dating with kids. You know, any rules that you want to share or impart with the great folks listening out there?
Nah, just go with the flow.
Go with your instinct.
Go with your flow. Don't have a time limit. Don't try to make. Well, for ladies, don't try to make. You know, every man the mister. Just enjoy life. Go on like 3 dates, 4 dates, different men. Not saying you gotta sleep with them, just see what's out there.
Oh, you know what? I do have a quick question that somebody sent to me. I didn't even see this. This one is for you, Boston. Because before we went to break, we were talking about paying for sitters and whatnot, and you said that you would. And of course, I posted it online, and some guy said, huh? I asked that the fellas would pay for a sitter, for a love interest, and for a date. And I got a couple of no's. I had a guy that said that he did it in the past, but he wouldn't do it again. But a friend of mine, a friend to the show, he said, you know, ask Boston if the woman that he's paying childcare / babysitter for just to date her, if she's not giving him any buns later on down the relationship, would he still continue to pay for her childcare or babysitter? He probably wouldn't. So if she ends up not giving you the goods, would you continue to date her and to pay for it?
Are we talking about the first night, or are we just talking about in general?
In general.
I mean, of course, you know, nah, of course I wouldn't. I mean, I pay the first time, second time, maybe even the third time. After that, it's like, oh, when when are you coming with the babysitter funds? You know, I done.
It's just a nice gesture.
Yeah, and I showed that I was interested in you, and I was willing to do what it took to see you. Now, you know, if you're not contributing anything,
but that's with anything. You know, a guy is not, or anybody's not going to continue to pay for something if they're not getting a return on their investment. It doesn't necessarily have to be sexual, but I don't think they're going to continue to see you if they're not,
getting
any return.
Sexual.
Well, hey, that's you. But anyway, Stacy, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Any parting words that you would like to leave for our great listeners out there? Thank you once again for joining us.
I can only speak for the moms, the mature moms. I'm not a young mom, I'm a mature mom. And you can have standards, but don't impart them on anyone. He has a point, go with the flow, but go with the flow where you feel comfortable. That's what I'm doing. You don't have to date everybody. I disagree with that. Especially if you're a single mom, you have to give your child that time. I'm sorry, you signed up for it. Such is life. There's other ways to entertain yourself. I gave you a suggestion already, hint. But you can enjoy life, but you have to remember, you sacrificed yours for your child, and love will find you. I mean, I'm a spiritual person. If it's meant for you, it will be, pretty much.
All right.
And I want to date Boston because I'm available, and if you call me now, I can get a sitter by Saturday.
I'll pay for it.
I like that. Uh-oh, we making love connections on this Date Is Over radio. Hot damn. Hot damn. Well, thank you once again to my guests. I appreciate you guys for joining me. Great discussion. Make certain you guys come back each and every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. That's tinyurl.com/rocktheflow. Let's see. What can I got to say? I don't know. First of all, condoms, people. For all you guys out there who say that you're not going to date a woman that has kids, but you'll sleep with her, dumbass, you better wear a condom and hope she doesn't get pregnant. But as I said earlier, don't forget where you came from, especially if you have a single mother. You know, if that was your situation growing up. I know that's not the ideal situation, but don't shun somebody just because they have children. Now, there is a point where I'm going to have to look at you like, look, you got too many damn kids, because there was somebody at one point in time that had 7 kids that expressed interest, and I said, I am so sorry. I live in a 2-bedroom condo. I don't have the space for you and your kids, and your stuff is too potent, and I'm not trying to be pregnant, because if I hug you, I might get pregnant. I don't know. So I don't, you know, there is a limit. There is a limit. I guess we got to talk about that on another show, because there are people that have all these damn kids, and I just don't know. That is something I definitely don't want any part of, because if you got more than like 2 baby mothers, I don't know if I want to deal with that situation. But that's just me. But once again, going back to what I said, don't forget where you came from. You know, don't shun somebody just because they have children, because you might be overlooking a smashing person. So, hey.
But, smashing.
Smashing. But everybody has their preferences, and they're entitled to their opinions. But, yeah. Just be patient, because if somebody was patient enough to love you, your mother, and take you in and raise you as their own, or be a positive reinforcement in your life. Because, you know, some of the guys that my mother dated, I'm still in contact with, and they were great father figures, and we still talk, and we have a loving relationship. So you never know how you might benefit from something like that. So, you know, be a pal. And remember that it's a package deal. You cannot take the person in and not accept their children. It's not going to work. But that's my 5 cents. I gotta go. The show is over. Join us again next week. And thank you guys once again for tuning in to This Date Is Over Radio. Make certain you keep in contact with me. Check out the website, thisdateisover.com. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at @dateisover. And also like the Facebook page. Please like us, facebook.com/thisdateisover. Y'all have a great rest of the week. And don't forget to check out the blog. This week's blog is The Tap Out. So if you ever had to tap anybody out sexually, check out this latest post called The Tap Out
for that.
On thisdateisover.com. So you guys have a great night. Bye-bye.